T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not Seeing Minor League Baseball includes the Independent Frontier League and includes the Lake Erie Crushers, a team that plays out in Avon at Crusher Stadium, a great facility. And the man who owns that team, along with his wife Jacqueline, Tom Kramig, joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tom, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
We're doing well, and we thank you for being with us. Obviously, it's been a tough time for you and Jacqueline, because your season is not going to happen. The Frontier League canceled the minor league season for the Frontier League. What was your reaction? Did you think there was a shot that it was going to happen, Tom, or has this been an inevitability the entire time?
If you were to ask me back in March when this was all happening, maybe even late March, early April, we were holding out hope that, hey, if this thing can get handled and under control, maybe we can get some games in July and August. But as we rolled through May and into early June, it just sort of became an inevitability that we're not going to be able to play.
How much does it hurt? I mean, and I'm not saying that. I mean, there's the obvious part of it that it hurts, but now you've got a stadium, it's sitting empty. What do you do with it? And then we've heard other folks, you know, from around the country talk about drive-in movies. And I think the one thing that's been fascinating is that kids have been able to play in these stadiums that probably never would have had a chance. What are you doing with the stadium right now?
We're doing a ton of what you just said. We're doing travel ball. Okay. Youth baseball took over pretty much the last week of May once the governor opened it up to youth sports. And we have been booked pretty solid every day in June, every day in July, and most weekends in August. So there is baseball being played. You know, there's 20 to 30 people sitting there watching it, moms and dads. So it's nice that the field gets used. And as you said, it's great that kids who may never get a chance to play on a field or a stadium that size are getting that opportunity. So if there's a silver lining, that would be it in this whole process for us.
Tom, I can tell you I've seen several games there this year, because my kid has been one of those kids fortunate enough to play at your stadium.
And how'd they do?
Games.
Did they win?
Well, he's a pitcher. He couldn't praise your mound enough, if you want to know the truth. He said,
"That's
man, this is awesome."
That's good to hear, because, you know, we have a turf mound, and a lot of pitchers, they see that, and they start to get the heebie-jeebies and go, what am I doing? So that's great he enjoyed it.
He loved it because it was so consistent. But what you just said was so true, because – to the kids, you know, they're not. If you're playing, you're not going to have a chance to get kids in there to play, and so it's good because you're able to get a little revenue and provide an opportunity for kids to be out there and do that. And I got to tell you, I can't imagine that there's another stadium in the Frontier League that's as nice as Crusher Stadium.
There are some nice ballparks in the Frontier League. That one down in Marion, Illinois, is gorgeous. It's spectacular.
Really?
But we hold our own with most of the ballparks in the Frontier League. We've got some history with Bossy Field down in Evansville. It was just celebrated, I think it's 120th anniversary or 110th anniversary, something like
League
that.
League of their own, right? League of their own.
Yeah, League of their own, exactly. The Racine Bell. So there are some very nice ballparks in the Frontier League. There are some parks I haven't seen, because we added 5 teams this year that we obviously didn't get to travel to. So I'm looking forward to seeing those next year, and we may be adding more teams next year. Who knows what's going on in the world of baseball these days?
Yeah, so let's go down that road for a second, because if Major League Baseball gets rid of some of the minors or some of the young player leagues, like the rookie leagues. They're a big feeder for Frontier, right? I mean, you're getting a lot of guys that are coming from those, you know, those short season or those the guys that were drafted probably after 20 that come into the Frontier League. And just so where do you think the talent pool of the future of the Frontier League is going to be?
I think the talent pool in the Frontier League is going to upgrade dramatically if Major League Baseball goes through with contraction and eliminates 40 teams. I mean, those guys aren't just going to give up the dream because Major League Baseball said their team isn't affiliated anymore. They're going to want to keep playing. So I think there's going to be a boatload of guys looking to play. You also got to remember MLB reduced their draft this year to 5 rounds. That's a huge cutback in college guys and high school guys who have been drafted to fill those teams who still want to play. So the Frontier League is going to look real attractive to those guys because we do get players signed off our roster for affiliated minor league baseball. We average 3 to 5 a year.
Tom Kramick joining us. He and his wife Jacqueline, owners of the Lake Erie Crushers Frontier League team that plays in Avon at Crusher Stadium. Tom, Andy and I have talked about what you just said, and let's just say that minor league baseball does get rid of all those teams, and they create like 2 or 3 teams per organization. Not just the talent level, I could see independent league baseball becoming a much bigger fan attraction than it's even been, because, as you said, the talent level is going to go up, and if a major league team, for instance, their AAA and their AA teams are often full of guys who are just outstanding baseball players but will never make the major leagues. And they are there to help the prospects, to play with the prospects, and still living out their dream. But the major league teams know these guys aren't going to make the majors. So are they going to keep them around, or are they going to keep the guys who they think are major league guys? You could end up with guys, instead of really young fellas, guys who are a little older and AA, AAA caliber players, which could make the Frontier League – and other independent leagues, really an attractive, not just option for the players, but an attractive option for the fans as well.
Oh, absolutely. And just because these 40-some-odd teams may get contracted from affiliated minor league baseball, that doesn't necessarily mean those teams are shutting down. Some may.
Right.
But if I own a team in Pennsylvania or West Virginia or in the Frontier League footprint, which a lot of these teams on the, you know, always fluid list are, they could wind up continuing to play next year as a member of the Frontier League.
I think the two biggest, and Jeff and I have talked about this, is your league. And do you think, or maybe you can see this as a place for you to go out and try to get players to play for you, junior colleges. You know, if 4-year universities are going to struggle to have folks that can, first of all, afford to go to a 4-year university, but for baseball especially, you know, junior college seems to be a great way to go for a lot of players. And I would think that would be another thing that would, you know, in a bad time, there can be some good news and some silver linings. And would you think, or would you agree with me on that, on junior college baseball picking up?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, You've seen the headlines. We've already the stories about how, you know, college sports, colleges in general and universities are taking a huge financial hit. We used to host the MAC tournament out of our ballpark. Yeah. Since I've been here, and that's been put on hold for the next couple of years. So athletic programs are going to take a hit. That doesn't mean guys are not going to be wanting to play ball. They're going to be looking for any opportunity they can to play ball, and that's going to raise the level of play in the Frontier League. It could raise it in junior colleges. There's not going to be a shortage of guys playing baseball.
Tom, how do you guys move forward now? As you're looking ahead to next year, where does this thing go?
Well, we're all hoping for a vaccine. That's the answer to a lot of problems for us. We're already preparing for 2021. We will be back. As long as conditions are right and the environment is suitable and we can make it safe for the fans, we will absolutely be back in 2021. So we just sort of, like the rest of the world, got to wait and see where this thing goes medically and social distancing. You know, we've all seen the spikes in the Sun Belt the last week or so. We start up again next April, so we've got some time. We'll do what we have to make the stadium safe. We've already added for the youth tournaments, we've added hand sanitizing stations.
Yep.
You know, we'll put up the shields at the concession stands like you see at the grocery stores. And, you know, the staff will all be wearing masks, but we're hoping for a vaccine just like everybody else to knock this thing out.
So,
well, Tom,
let me
go ahead.
For high school teams or, you know, youth baseball that you've got coming through there right now, how does it work? Are you checking temperatures with those folks coming in and the numbers? Is there a cap to the amount of people that you can have inside the stadium? And, you know, I know you talked about the concession stuff. What happens to the fans that walk in? Are you required to wear a mask? Because I got to think Major League Baseball could look at your model right now, even for what you're doing for youth baseball, and say, okay, well, we see how that works. And if we have a limited crowd at a big league ballpark, maybe these guys kind of have something going here. They understand it.
Well, we've got, you know, the state guidelines on youth sports posted all over the ballpark. As I said, we've added hand sanitizing. We do not have our concessions open this year. And okay. Quite honestly, our crowds this year, I mean, Jeff, when you were out, there's, you know, 24 people
right.
scattered about a stadium that holds 3,500. So we encourage people to social distance. We don't get in their face about it. And hope they use common sense.
Gotcha.
But we've got a lot of room to spread out, and we're encouraging people to do that.
And to back up what you just said, Tom, you have hand sanitizer everywhere. The restrooms are closed, and the guidelines are up. I read them the other day when I was out there.
Yep.
I was there on Tuesday. And so everybody was very conscientious about social distancing, so that was really good. I'll leave you with this, Tom. You know, I've got all these high school kids out there for this event, and I took a picture, wide shot of the ballpark, and texted it to my buddy who we played high school baseball together, and I just said, "Don't we wish?" And his response was a simple yes. So I'm sorry you're not having
That's
a season.
Awesome.
I know a lot of kids are getting a great opportunity to play in a fabulous facility. You have fireworks coming up this weekend, right?
That is correct. We've partnered with the city of Avon. We are shooting off fireworks Saturday night around 9:30, 9:45-ish. Now, the ballpark won't be open. It'll be locked up. It's more about being in the parking lot, either staying in your car or close to your car, again, encouraging people to wear masks, social distance. But it's trying to create a little bit of normal for one night when normal is gone, and we don't even remember what normal's like anymore. So if we can shoot off fireworks on July 4th and make it feel like July 4th should feel, that's a win for us. And it's a win for people in Avon.
Absolutely. Tom, thank you very much.
Thanks,
I look
Tom.
Forward to watching what happens with the Frontier League, not just returning next year, but also with everything that might happen with minor league baseball and how it could really benefit independent league ball. Thank you for your time, Tom. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Good luck.
Tom Kramick, co-owner, along with his wife Jacqueline, of the Lake Erie Crushers out on Avon, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.